Hi, is Thomason?
This is he.
Hey, Thomas, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. You got a couple minutes to chat?
I do.
Perfect. Okay. So I wanted to touch base with you and kind of explain here what I was able to do for you. Unfortunately, I don't have any type of like a two-week, one-month type of loan. There's just not that type of business loan out there. What I was able to do is get you a six-month loan. You can pay it off whenever you want, but the amount I was able to get you right now is
$58,000. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that does come with a 2% origination fee, so keep that in mind. And then the payback on that would be...
2% is like what, 1,000-ish something?
Yeah, it comes up to a 1,160.
So you take that out of the 58?
Yeah, we take that out of the 58.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Okay, and so 1.5. So your payback on that would be $66,705 as a payback. So you don't have to pay it off right away. It is a fixed payment. You can just slowly pay it back if it's easier for you. Or if you want to pay it off right away, you can do that as well. I can see if there would be a small discount if you pay it back in a month. I'd have to check with the head underwriter there, but that was the best I can do for you. I mean, it's a great rate. There's just no two-week, one-month program unless you're taking out like a line of credit or anything like that. But on a tax lien, it makes it very difficult for us to really get you a traditional bank loan, if you know what I mean. This particular loan is a working capital loan, and it's unsecured. So this won't even show up on your credit report.
I see. So it's $58,000. The payback is $66,000. Mm-hmm. Plus the origination fee of
$1,000. Yeah.
2%. So I net 2%, right? So I net like $57,000, paying back $66,000. So it's like $9,000 interest in 6 months.
Correct.
Yeah. The APR on that must be ludicrous, but
It's actually not bad. It's only it was a factor rate of 115. It's very low. On these unsecured loans, they usually start off at a 128 and go up to a 194.
What does that translate to APR though?
Okay, so anywhere from 28% to 94%.
Good grief, 94%, really?
Yeah, I know. But that's for people that have really, really bad credit. The reason why I was able to give you such a special program, like literally it comes up to, I want to say 15% is what it translates to. It's you have a good business and you have decent credit. So we were able to get you this program, and we kind of want to do business with you just for in the future. We know you don't traditionally take these types of loans out, but we want you to know that we're here. And that we can get you money in 24 to 48 hours, which is why I was able to, I feel comfortable signing off on this loan.
That sounds good. And is there a fixed payment that's going to be automatically deducted from my business account? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so this would be, the daily payment would be $505 daily, Monday through Friday. Okay. And then for 6 months, and then it's done. Until we reach that $66,000. Now, if you need more money, I can get you more money. Okay, I'm open to that. But I didn't know. I know you were right at the 55 for the tax return. I can get you more money, and I can extend the term. But I need you to keep in mind that the rate will go up.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a good proposal. What I need to do, because the guy I'm working with who's doing the refinance, he said, okay, you know, we can do your loan, but the taxes have to be paid.
Okay.
And I told him that I had, you know, the option of using one of these business capital loans, short-term, high interest rate. And he says, well, just show me what the terms are. I can show it to my underwriter, and then we can, you know, pay it off, so you're going to make a lot of money really fast.
Okay.
$9,000 in a few days, theoretically.
Yeah.
So I just need to see it in writing so I can forward it to him.
Perfect.
See if that works for him.
Well, you keep in mind, since it's fixed, you don't have to pay it back right away. You know, if you're going to use the money for something for your business to create more business, I mean, I recommend doing that. Unless you just don't want, you don't trust yourself having that money and not doing anything with it for your business, then by all means, we want you to pay it back. But if you can use this money, and it's a fixed rate, so it's not going to go up or down. Whatever payment you make goes towards principal and interest. As long as, you know, you don't have to pay it back right away. I just want you to keep that in mind. It's not, you know, there's no benefit to it. So if you can take that money, and I know you're getting it back through your bank, but if you can take it and apply it to your business within that 6-month time frame and grow your business, that's really what we do, is we help those businesses, other businesses do that. So if you can do that, I mean, it's definitely a better idea, but again, it's up to you.
I think it's up to them. It may be that they want to see it paid off in escrow. Because they're worried about my debt to income ratio for this home mortgage.
Makes sense. Okay. I'll tell you what. Can you send me a driver's license and a voided check? And what I'm able to do is I'll generate the document so you can actually show them the contract.
My driver's license and a voided. Well, I don't have business checks. I'll let you have a personal check.
What bank account did you give us? We have we have bank statements on file here. Was that your personal?
Oh, no, that's business. Yeah. Actually, did you contact Laverne directly? I forget my office manager to get some. No.
No, I didn't contact anyone.
So well,
I need a business check for those that bank account.
Yeah, I can just. Do you have the email address for the office?
Let me see here. I have it for the one I have on file is munyonderm@AT&T.net.
Yeah, so you did contact Laverne to get that information. So send a request for the voided check that she can do, because those are at the office. I'm not at the office today.
What's her name?
It's Laverne, LaVerne.
LaVerne, okay.
And so she can do the voided check, and then I can just take a picture of my driver's license and text it to you.
Perfect. Or, yeah, you could text it.
Is this a number I can text to?
No, let me give you a number. Let me know when you're ready.
Let me give you a number, and you can text me from that to them. What's the number you're calling right now? 415-987-7078. If you text me and tell me who you are, I will text you back a picture of my driver's license.
Sure. Okay, let me...
And then if you contact Laverne, and I'll text her and tell her to expect that you'll be wanting a picture of my driver's license.
Okay, 415-987-7078. You mean you'll tell her about the check, not a driver's license, right?
Yeah, the driver's license. Excuse me, right.
Okay.
Where did you check?
It's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, and so what? When you get that going, then and I'll give you the address to send to the guy who's handling the refi to show him what the terms of the loan are. So if he'll be on board with that with his underwriters.
Perfect. I will send that over. Once I get the voided check, the driver's license, it's going to take me like an hour or two to generate the docs. It may even be first thing in the morning, but if you give me his email address, I will send it to him first thing in the morning. And in fact, if you give me his contact info, I'll just contact him and let him know I sent it and stay in touch with him and let him know if he needs anything else from me to let me know.
Very good. All right. So, I think your contact information, if you just send it in that text, I can just copy the text and send it to him.
Perfect. I sent you the text. Let me know if you got it.
Oh. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Jeremiah, Bank of Cardiff. There you go. I see it. So, yeah, I'm actually in the middle of a massage right now.
Luggy, I understand. Well, enjoy it, and then just let Laverne know, and then I'll send her the email and get the voided check, and we'll go from there.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Thomas. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.